The blow to the head had stunned Ace and caused his brain to whirl madly. For a second or two, he couldn't think or even see straight. Then he heard grunting beside him and boots slapping against the dirt of the alley and realized Chance was under attack, too.
Hang on to them, damn it. Let's get him, Perry.
Tequila fumes from the mouth of the man holding him enveloped Ace's face. The man stumbled as he dragged Ace along the passage. Ace realized the attackers had been stoking themselves up with liquid courage. That meant their bellies might be a little tender. Ace twisted free just in time to avoid getting soaked by vomit. Ace's elbow caught his captor under the chin. The man fell, but the one who had been given the orders closed in. He reeled back, and his shoulder blade struck the wall of the building on that side of the passage. That was good. Nobody could come at him from behind. A little light filtered into the alley from the street, but not enough for him to make out anything except vague shapes. A few yards away, several figures, Chance and a couple other men, struggled, swaying back and forth. The man still in front of Ace came at him again. Ace got his arms up, blocked some of the blows, absorbed the punishment from the others. The man moved back a step. Ace followed and hooked a solid right to the body, then a left uppercut. At that moment, a weight crashed into Ace's back and knocked him forward. The man's knees buckled. Expecting to be jumped again, Ace twisted to meet the attack, only to catch a glimpse of a silhouetted figure running along the alley toward the street. The man reached the alley mouth and darted to the side. A stray beam of light fell across his face, revealing the bruised, panting features of Pete McLaren. Ace was not shocked that McLaren had lit a shuck when the fight didn't go his way. McLaren was a bully. He sure wasn't interested in a fair fight. It wasn't a fair fight Chance was facing. He had managed to get his back against the wall on the other side of the alley, and his three opponents kept getting in each other's way as they tried to hammer him. Chance ducked a punch. The man staggered back, clutching the hand that had just punched a brick wall. Ace was ready. He swung both clubbed fists against the back of the man's head. Chance knocked one of the remaining men off his feet with a powerful left-right-left combination. The last man in the bunch, caught between the Jensen brothers, had no opportunity to get away. Ace and Chance were the only ones left standing, their chests rising and falling heavily as they tried to catch their breath.
Let's get out of here. It stinks in this alley.
Yeah. I want to see if we can find McLaren.
I can't believe we let him get away with jumping us. We knew he was liable to do it.
He didn't get away with it. Not yet, anyway. And his pards sure didn't.
Ace and Chance picked up and dusted off their hats that had fallen off when McLaren's friends grabbed them. They looked both ways along the street for any sign of Pete McLaren, but didn't see him.
Blast it. He could have gone anywhere.
There's the marshal and Deputy Soriano. Maybe they saw him.